The frustration continues. The Jags fall to 0-4, a 37-3 loss to the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. You know, the Jags hung with them in the first quarter. It was 3-3, but then all heck broke loose after that.
Yeah, I thought they were playing pretty well. And then all of a sudden, the pick six, and then things kind of came unraveled. And I think as a football team, you got to be able to overcome a lot of obstacles. And right now, this team is not doing that.
Let's get into this game on Sunday at Everbank Field. Let's start with a positive. Defense played well early, including cornerback Will Blackman. Interception on the opening drive was negated by an offside call. The next drive, though, Blackman had another pick that counted. He forced a fumble late in the game. That play was overturned because of an inadvertent whistle. All around the ball, though, for Will Blackman. The game tied 3-3 at the end of the first quarter. Missed opportunities, though, really hurt the Jags. A ball off the hands of Cecil Shorts, the third, intercepted, returned 41 yards for the go-ahead score early in the second quarter. Richardson scored from a yard out later in the quarter, part of a 17-point second quarter for the Colts. They led 20-3 at halftime. Andrew Luck added touchdown passes to Fleener and Reggie Wayne in the third quarter to really put the game out of reach. 37-3 the final score. The Colts outgained the Jags 437-205. And today, head coach Gus Bradley had to face the fire.
What we have to do is, it's one thing for us to hold them accountable. And that's our job to do that. And we will continue to do that. When it becomes really strong is when they hold themselves accountable. Then it becomes even stronger. And I'm seeing flashes of that. It occurred yesterday in the game. That's on me. That's on me. I can't do that to this team. Those things occurred and took place. And that's great, but we need to get it corrected. To make mistakes is human. To make them over and over again, now that's what we got to get away from.
Well, accountability, we've heard that word a few weeks around here, but when do you start seeing results from all this accountability?
Well, you're going to start seeing results on game day, but it's got to start. The process has to start in the mirror. The coaches, the players, everybody, they have to look at themselves and what they can do better. What mistakes can they eliminate? What part of the game that they can improve upon to make this team as a whole better?
Let's go to Blaine Gabbert now. You know, the numbers are what they are. 17-32, 179 yards, three interceptions, a rating of 30.6. All three of the picks, though, deflected off receivers' hands. Where do you kind of grade this performance for Blaine yesterday?
Well, it's kind of hard. You know, it is kind of hard because, you know, the numbers aren't very good. But the reality of it is I think the responsibility of the lack of production should be shared. I thought the offensive line got a little bit better. But ultimately, they didn't provide a running game to take the pressure off of the passing game. The receivers had drops. They allowed interceptions to happen off of their hands. And as the quarterback goes, I thought it was okay for the first game back, but it's not good enough. I mean, his performance has to even get better. But, you know, the offense can't do any of this. You know, the offense has got to start doing some of this because everybody can get better on the offense. You know, even Cecil Shorts, a guy that came back from a career-high game, did not have a very good game. You know, he had a couple drop touchdowns, a couple balls off his hands. And the one play I think that was the turning point of the game, it was the point in which Cecil Shorts runs a little out route, and he's interfered with very clearly, and it's not called. But it's still, he had an opportunity, the ball hits his hands, and it goes to the opponent. It's a pick six.
And that game was really over after that point.
Well, it wasn't over after that, but, I mean, they certainly had opportunities to respond. But, you know, the mistakes continue to pile up. You know, we kind of have gone back to where this team was at Oakland, where they had 10 penalties, seven of them on offense. You know, if they continue to make those kind of mistakes, that's very difficult to overcome. You know, the one who probably made the most mistakes was Jason Babin. You know, the offsides cost an opportunity early in that ball game for the Jaguars to have the offense on their side of the field. And an offense in an early part of a game that's struggling, that's a great opportunity to get a kickstart. Well, the offsides negated that. He had a personal foul later on. He had another offsides later on. Those are mental errors. They've got to be cleaned up.
Nine penalties, 65 yards Sunday for the Jaguars. Now, with a team so young, so inexperienced, there's not really a lot of room for error, right?
No. It's you're dead on the money. You know, when you're a young team and a developing team with a new staff, a lot of new players, your margin for error is very small. And look, I think it's even smaller because they've had a number of players out, particularly on offense with Mercedes. Justin Blackman is expected back this week. Ace Sanders is still a young player. Blaine Gabbert only had two games under his belt. All of these things kind of create a little bit of a perfect storm for this offense and as a team. And it's not going to be easy to overcome. The only way to overcome is to eliminate the mistakes that are within your control, those easily correctable mistakes. And there's a lot of them that can be corrected, and they better get it corrected pretty quick because you got the Rams this week, okay? But then there's a little stretch of games after the Rams that's extremely difficult.
Denver is in there, too.
Well,
that's right.
It starts with Denver with the hottest team in the league.
Let's not go there yet. We'll get to them when we get to them.
Start with this week.
With Rams. How about that? What do you have tonight on All Access?
Got Will Blackman. Will Blackman, by the way, fantastic game. Will Blackman had an interception. He should have had another interception, but an inadvertent whistle cost him a college fumble. Fantastic player that the Jaguars were able to pick up late, and I think he surprised a lot of people.
It's tonight at 7 on CBS 47. TV's Brent Martineau is the host of that as well. That'll do it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.